Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
How many come forward?
Amen. Amen.
How many need a word?
Yes. Yes.
Just for a few minutes today, go to St. Mark. Talk about a few things from the fourth and the fifth chapter of St. Mark.
All right.
Those of you that like to take notes, I'm going to give you a few pointers. I'm going to let you go home. We want to focus today. Confidence in God.
All right.
All right.
Look at somebody next to you, close to you. Amen.
Amen.
Smile at them if you can. Shake hands with them. It's a neighbor.
Neighbor.
A neighbor.
A neighbor.
You can have confidence.
You can have confidence
in God.
In God.
That's what we want to focus on today. Having confidence in God. Amen.
Amen.
As I say, I'm going to focus on the fourth and the fifth chapter, but if you need a starting point, look at the fourth chapter. Fourth chapter, for the sake of time, I'm going to read a couple of verses. That 39th verse, that's where we start at.
All right.
And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
All right.
Having faith Just look, once again, you ain't got to move, but just look at somebody. Shout at them and tell them, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You can have confidence.
You can have confidence.
In God.
In God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Truly, we are in the midst of a wonderful time today.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, we have been blessed. We thank God for His presence.
Yes, Lord.
The choir have truly blessed us in their ministry.
Amen.
Ain't a lot of them, but they did a wonderful job.
Amen.
Give them a hand.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a good time.
That's right.
That's right.
In the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And if God been good to you, if you still sitting here, amen.
Amen.
You still possessing the breath of life.
Yeah.
You on top of the ground, and the ground ain't on top of you.
Amen.
You got something to praise God for.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. That's more than enough to act crazy about it.
All right.
You ain't dead, resting in the grave.
All right.
All right.
Everybody that laid down last night, they didn't
wake up.
They didn't get up this morning.
Tell it.
Amen. But here we are.
Amen.
Lord, blessed us.
Yes, He has.
Return to His house of prayer and worship.
Yes.
One more time.
One more time. It's
just good to be here. Having faith.
Yeah.
And confidence in God.
Yeah.
How many know you can trust?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
How many really know He will deliver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If He promised,
thank you, Jesus.
He showed up, will bring it to pass.
Yes, He will.
And trust Him with the utmost confidence. Mm-hmm. One, because He has proven Himself.
Yes, He has.
Be all sufficiency.
Yes.
One that is able to save us.
Yes.
Yeah, Lord.
Third time that this text was written, Mark is the writer.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is his account of Jesus' ministry as He ministered here on earth.
Yes.
Each writer have their own style.
Yes.
Each is writing to a different audience. But they do agree.
Yeah.
As they tell the wonderful story
amen.
Of Jesus' life and ministry.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Johnson, if I'm right.
Yes, sir.
Jesus started His earthly ministry, as the old preachers used to say, when He came of age, 30 years of age.
Yes.
You know, Paul said, when I was a child.
Yes.
Sick as a child.
Yes.
Thought as a child. Acted like a child.
That's right. All right.
But when I became a man,
all right.
Tell it.
I put away.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Childish thing.
That's right.
In other words, I act like a man.
Mm-hmm.
I did the things that a man ought to do.
Yeah.
Is that heaven with me?
Yes.
All right.
You can't stay a child all your life.
That's right.
There comes a point in time we all need to grow up.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's so true.
And I'm not just talking in terms of the world, but for us as Christians.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Us as children of God who have made a claim to Christ that he is mine and I am his.
Yes.
You can't stay a child all your life.
That's right.
Don't you know there comes a time when you ought to grow up.
Mama.
I mean, this is not God's design for us to stay children forever.
Yes.
That's not in God's program.
No, sir.
But his whole program is designed to push us toward Christian maturity.
Yes.
I wish I had a good one.
Yes.
Tell somebody to grow up.
Grow up.
In other words, there ought to come a point in time when the world looks on us, and rather than seeing us, they see the one who lives.
Yes, yes, sir.
The one who lives within us.
Yes, yes.
Jesus has grown up now. And you see him, he gets busy about what the Father had called him to do.
All right.
Yeah.
In other words, Brother Woolridge, he brought us a word from God.
Yes.
He not only talked to us, but he showed us.
Yes.
What living for God was all about.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to suffer.
Yes.
I wish I had a word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will be all alone.
Yes.
That's part of living.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus, as he moves about the Father's business, like the Johnson.
Yes.
When you read your Bible, you will find that the very people he come to save had rejected him.
Hold on.
All right.
Some called him Beelzebub. Some said that what he was doing by the power of the devil.
All right.
It ain't in a shame. Sometimes the very ones that should be there for you.
All right.
Sometimes the ones that should be there to encourage you, help reach down and pick you up and keep